So maybe I'd let you to introduce yourself first.
Hello, I'm Yolanda. I'm a student from Raumstrategien at the Kunsthochschule Weißensee in Berlin. And our teacher, Stefan and Gerda, invited us one day to come along with them to Calais, where Stefan was working since years as an artist, but also because he has this connection that his parents have a house there. And therefore he came across the situation of the migrants in Calais, and this became a topic on which he worked for many, many years. And so we had the opportunity to come with a group of 8 students to Calais, and there we just started by going on the marketplace, and there we were introduced, luckily, to you, Philip, and luckily then you brought us to Salam. And so after only a few hours of arriving to Calais, we found ourselves already in the middle of the living situation of the migrant in Calais.
And as an artist or as a student in art, I don't know how I have to say, what was your position in this situation, your reaction also?
For me, it was always a kind of a conflict to see myself as an art student going there. I don't separate myself from, I don't see myself as an artist, I think, or I don't see, I see myself as someone who kind of tries to create dense objects or stories about a topic. I'm not, you could call that an artist, but so for me it was like getting to know a hidden reality which is unbelievable if one didn't encounter with that issue so much before. Yeah.
So concretely, what have you done there?
Yes. So we went, the first thing was that we were coming with you to Salam, and then we already started to, and I started to talk to people, or people came to me and asked me what we were doing here. And actually, I would never say that we were doing art or trying to do art. I said more that, as I also see it, like we are studying from life somehow, instead of reading books, going to situation and just experience and talk to people about their situation and about their life and about their specific life in this specific period of time in which they are in Calais and trying to get to England. I talked to so many people, and that for me that was the most interesting part. But it was such a pity that translator was really missing, because I think it could have gone deeper. But also the conversations, of course, remained. They were really interesting, but they also were under the threat of the circumstances of the people living there. So for me, the stories were the most important. So what I did afterwards was trying to write down the sentences and voices of the people, and that's like, if you would call it the artwork, but I wouldn't call it the artwork really. It's just more like a sketch or so, or some kind of gathering. But other people were doing different things, and more maybe in the like classical artistic way. Yeah.
And what do you do with this experience, or what is this experience in your feeling, your way to see the world, etc.?
yeah, it makes me even more skeptical of society in which I live in, and it pushes me towards an even stronger urge to the feeling to that we all have to change something, and also to solidarity. I'm still thinking about this and moving all these things in my head and in my heart and in my body somehow around. It also comes down to me to the question of human rights and of humanity. And I think there's still so much racism involved. And if I would just put white people in this position, and if I would imagine like Germans being in Calais, and then I'm sure that the situation would be solved, people would be supported. And yeah.
And there was this morning a discussion about art and how to change the society, art and politics. How do you see this connection, or how don't you see it? I don't know.
I need some time to think. 1 second.
The reaction very often is, okay, we see an unacceptable situation, so we want to change it. And you come as an artist, and is there a connection or no connection between the both, and how do you see that?
I definitely see that there's a connection, because I see that there's a connection of art to reality always, and I see art as a medium to express reality or to reflect on reality or to reflect on certain subjects. And it's also a possibility for the observer to experience situations, feelings, power structures, which they are not aware of in their daily life, the observer. But also I see the power of poetic in art, and the power of empowering people who are involved. For example, when you showed us this video of people, of Syrian people singing their Syrian songs, I had the impression that, or it's just something so positive, and it can give back human feelings, even so it's a completely inhuman situation one is in at the moment. So this is a really complex topic for me, art and society. I don't see it as something separate from each other. Both things are reflecting on each other, but art is only a minor power within many different. There are many powers.
Yeah, but this is the problem with the right. It's like saying, fascism is something that's finished.
I think this. Maybe if you want to ask a further question, I could answer.
The last question is: do you want to say something more?
For me, it's important not to see art as something really exclusive, very, and not to see art as something which then the so-called artists do to reflect on a situation, but just as a tool for everyone to reflect on something and to communicate that reflection to other people who maybe know the same situation or maybe who don't know the situation. And I'm still I'm very much convinced that it's very, very important to do activist work. And I don't think that the art could be a substitute for activist work. It's another thing which could go, which is happening alongside. But there's also in the contemporary art discussion, there's also a very big conflict often on about political art. But I think this has to do with the exclusivity of art, that there is a specific kind of art which is the high art, or the art which is now in the discourse of society, and that is somehow separated to like some kind of folkloric art or so. And I don't see that separation, and I think it's an elite way, and it produces it's a separation between people, and that I find that I see very critical.
Okay, thank you.